Yeah, great, thank you. So, welcome everyone. We are past time, so I'll start quickly. So, declarative networking in declarative world, 2025 edition. Just quick vibe check. So, who already saw this talk a year ago? Here at FOSDEM? Yeah. Okay, so we start from scratch, which is, okay, better for me because a lot of stuff will be the same. So you'll be bored, yeah, but that's okay. So, I'm Mateusz Kowalski, I work at Red Hat. Just like last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, time goes by. Yeah, so I'm based in Switzerland. I've been doing a lot of stuff before Red Hat. So I've been in academia, I've been doing some banking. That wasn't good stuff, I don't recommend that. I was doing telco, that was better. It gave me a lot of insights, so I kind of see more user perspective what I do now, so I can put it somehow into, you know, into the framework, so I can already answer why I'm doing some things. Since the beginning of time, I've been doing cloud and metal. Then I switched to network security for a moment. I'm not touching artificial intelligence, and I'm trying not to do this as long as my management doesn't force me to. So thankfully, it's not happening. And yeah, let's keep it like this. So straight to the meat of the talk. So we are in containers, so it may be not so super clear why we are even talking about this. But basically, the starting point into this whole journey here is that we have systems with multiple network interfaces. And of course, half of the audience will now question, why do we even care about this? You know, I have Docker container, it has one network interface, and I'm happy, I don't need to know anything else. Well, that's true as long as you are running some, you know, web app with database and front end, like, you know, on some classic containers 101 class. But then we start having people who are running network equipment as containers. This happens in, you know, telco, 5Gs. It's not anymore, well, it is physical hardware, but inside this hardware, you don't run processes directly. It's all containerized. Some 5G telcos, they are even doing Kubernetes, good for them. So that's super cool. So routers, switches, basically SDN, so all the software-defined networking, all the fancy routing devices, it's all containerized nowadays. Then telco, then we have high-performance computing. So those are people who are running containers on bare metal, and they need a lot of performance, and it doesn't mean let's get a server, let's buy 10 NVIDIA GPUs. It means let's have a lot of network, let's have super fast network, and for those people, this is also a use case. Because, you know, for data transfer, they have something else, for management, they have something else, and it all boils down to the fact that you have a server somewhere down there in the basement, and this server has dozens of network interfaces, and it can go from, you know, from two network interfaces to hundreds. We've seen that all, and you know, each order of magnitude brings its own problems, but it still points to the fact that you don't have one interface, but you have a lot of them. So let's go back 50 years ago, let's say. So network managers, standard Linux sysadmin, so you basically SSH to your machine, and you do everything yourself. So forget, you know, Ansible, Puppet, this kind of stuff doesn't exist yet. All you had was network manager, static config files, and you know, let's not get fooled, it's still there. It may be hidden by some layers of abstractions, but this stuff is still there. It all boils down to, you know, your systems having a bunch of files managed by network manager, and it's not going away. It will be there for, you know, for the next 50 years. But okay, it's not about ranting about that, because at the end of the day, well, Linux, everything is a file, so it's good. But there is a problem, fundamental problem with this configuration like this. Because it's super nice as long as your configuration is stable, but what happens when you start changing this config? It's a file, right? So you would SSH to this server, you would open this file, you would modify some values, and then this is a potential for problem begins. You can quit the editor without saving the file. So far, so good. You may save the configuration, and that's it. Now, is it applied or not? Well, it's not immediately applied, because now whoever consumes this config file needs to be told, hey, I updated the config file. Can you please read the file and do what's necessary? And then we go even further, because now, okay, so we tell this something, which is network manager here, hey, updated the file, please take changes into account. So what now happens if you basically, well, broke this configuration. I wanted to say something else, but yeah, it's recorded to me. So what if you put invalid configuration in this file? You go and you tell network manager, hey, please restart and apply this configuration. Well, this configuration that it reads now is incorrect. So if you are lucky, you just lost access to your server. And if you're doing this remotely, well, bye-bye. So, yeah. And, you know, a lot of problems. I've seen a lot of problems that, you know, people update this file and they just forget, and this file sits updated, well, modified, and 1 year afterwards they reboot the server and the server is suddenly not going up. Well, good luck debugging what happened and when. So we can improve, and on top of Network Manager, we got this project NM State. So it gives us ability to configure Network Manager configuration at runtime. It doesn't sound like something, you know, huge, but it's basically, it changes the paradigm. So you don't modify a file with some configuration that is not even validated, and good luck if you have Vim plugin that validates syntax of Network Manager config file. Well, good for you, but people don't do this. We have a CLI, which will be basically, you know, Network Manager modify connection, and you know, it's better. It's not ideal, it's not declarative, it's not Kubernetes way, but at least it won't allow you to break the configuration immediately. So I have this screenshot. Well, it's bad lighting, but basically what I was trying to do, I am changing IP address, and everything looks good. I mean, it's an IP address. It's not like I'm putting 999 as one of the octets, but instead of slash, I'm doing backslash, or the other way around. Basically, I'm doing the wrong one. So if I did it in this static config file, it just breaks, and thank you very much, good luck. Here I get immediate, you know, feedback. Well, sorry, this is not a correct IP address. So already better. It doesn't give us everything that we would like from Kubernetes world, but you know, step by step. So we don't need to do this from, you know, from Bash, putting everything like this. We can take YAML. I don't judge, you know, YAML was a choice. There are maybe better, there are maybe worse, but you know, at least we have something. So now we go to the stage that you craft a YAML describing your network configuration. So what I want to have as DNS setup, what I want to have as routing, what I want to have as interfaces, and you know, it goes further and further. And you have this file. So you then basically apply this YAML as a network configuration for your host. So now you don't need to remember and go through your bash history to see who modified what, but you basically open the YAML and you see what your configuration. Well, with a small disclaimer that when I apply this YAML and you SSH and you start doing, you know, IP, address, delete, add, you will mess up and this will not hold. But you know, step by step, we already have YAML, we already have something that will apply this YAML. So what are we missing now in this scheme, you know, in this state of the art? Well, let's do what Kubernetes does. So let's have continuous reconciliation. So let's have operator, which will have inside the controller, which will be basically applying this configuration all the time. So you see the YAML looks almost the same. It just wrapped around the CRD in Kubernetes. So we created the CRD node network configuration policy. Crazy name, but you know, there are reasons. And in this CRD, well, in this CR then, we define the same configuration that you just saw, which basically means that now, from now on, Kubernetes will be managing network configuration of this node. Which, okay, maybe not a big deal, but you know, it's now nice because I think it's Demo. So let me show you. I have a bunch of policies setting DNS servers, some additional IP addresses, and so on. So basically what I can do right now, so we will work with this one. What I'm going to do with this CR, Vim skills, they always go minus 10 during live demo. So I will basically take one of the network interfaces on my server. I will add IP address, which will see here 10.244.1.3, doesn't really matter, it's whatever. And I will apply this. You have now we have the node selector, so this configuration will apply only to this particular node. We can go deeper afterwards, but you know, we need to have node selector because we don't always apply configuration which is specific to the node. Sometimes it's super global. So, but with IP address, I don't want to apply this to my whole cluster. That would be stupid. So just to prove you that I don't have this IP address on this server. So you can see that this interface is something similar, but it's 03, not 13. So I'm going to apply now the next one. So let's apply this configuration. Get an MCP. Okay, it applies. Oh, okay, configured. Now let's see again what I have. And I have this 1.3. Nice. Okay, so